I Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Forget the humdrum status quo. We're leaving it behind in a thermonuclear hurry. We're all about Innovation Nation, sharing innovative tools and a few tips for those perfect go-to tools you might have overlooked. We're also exercising our creative brain with the help from witchcraft host Kathy Fillion, who's sharing her ideas for decorating a showstopper Halloween home that will make you the talk of the town in no time at all. By the end of this show, beware of the blazing LED light switched on right up over your head. It's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
You're inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife Teresa and me. I'm Mark Clement. Hi.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing real good. You know what I mean?
We're kind of dressed a lot alike today.
Yeah, I planned that when I got dressed by myself.
Yeah, I got dressed by myself too.
Yeah, and didn't see you.
No.
Because we passed like two romantic ships in the night.
We do.
Of romance.
And then we land here at the radio station and have Love Fest, right, honey?
Yeah, Love Fest.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It's our date.
It is. We hold hands the entire time. If I have to write something down, I have to get someone else to do it.
I hold my own hand, I think.
Anyway.
So I'm excited because we're talking about ideas and innovations today on My Fix It Up Life.
Yeah, both for holiday design and one of our favorite topics, tools.
Tools, yes. One of your favorite topics of like a decade you've been reviewing tools for magazines and all kinds of places.
Yeah, some websites, some videos. Have I done
television shows?
TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I built that thing on that DIY show, the miter saw cut station.
You did?
Years ago.
Years and years ago.
That was fun. That was our first foray into TV, or one of the early ones.
Yeah, and also that PBS show, too, that you did years ago, back out in Ohio. You built a deck, and you were using your tip for how to make sure something really long is level.
Oh, yeah, that's right, using a 12-foot or whatever, taping a level to a long, straight board.
Good tip.
Yeah.
Very good tip.
I have no recollection of that.
Really?
None whatsoever. I mean, I remember building the deck, but that particular tip, no idea.
Oh. What was your whole cattywampus thing that you had referred to?
I remember Dr. Seuss? Cattywampus and Dr. Seuss, but that was our friend Scott Phillips.
It is our friend Scott Phillips, who
American
is an expert
woodshop.
Yes, yeah. And he's online, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go find him.
I'll go look for him right now. See you later, Mark.
Well, have a good show. We stepped out of our usual tool zone review category this week when we went to the Ford F-150 Roundup.
Yes, where you did drag racing, you towed, you maneuvered in hypermile, the F-150s.
Yes, we did, and I learned a bunch of stuff there. I really did, but what I noticed is that it was a competitive side-by-side review. So you got to tow and drag and hypermile with the other vehicles in the class. And we used Ford's EcoBoost six-cylinder motor. And they're not leaving anything on the table.
No, I bet they're not. And you know who else doesn't leave anything on the table? Our guest today. Kathy, the host of Creative Juice. She did more than 100 episodes of that. And her tagline for Creative Juice is, make it, bake it, cocktail, shake it. And she also hosts Witchcrafts on DIY Network, which is an awesome place to go to find out cool ideas for Halloween decorating and also Halloween costumes.
To decorate your table, to stay with the motif. And how are we going to weave in our other guests in the table motif?
In the what table? Oh, leaving it on the table.
Leaving it on the table.
Who knows more about table saws than our tool snob expert that's going to be on our show today, too?
Yeah, tool snob, our friend, and the best tool writer out there, Doug Mahoney.
Yes.
Both from an informative standpoint and a hilarity standpoint.
Yes, I know. You guys have Giggle Fest all the time together.
I mean, you know, but the answer to the question, who might know more about table saws?
Who?
Our other guest from Bosch Tools, who is instrumental in the development of table saws
You know, the last time I saw Jason Feldner was in New York City at a very fancy event in the First Tower. Oprah wasn't there, though.
Oprah wasn't there.
I didn't see her at all.
The first question I
looked, of course.
For Jason Feldner, who is, I guess his official title is product manager, but he's a super product manager.
Super product manager?
It's not a real title. I've given him that title.
Yeah, I don't know if he'd be comfortable with that because, you know, when I think of super, I kind of think of Superman, and then there's a cape and tights involved, and I don't think he probably would want to roll that way.
And maybe he will, but the first question I plan to ask Jason from Bosch Power Tools, who is also instrumental in the development of the 12-inch glide axial dual bevel compound miter saw.
Yes, that we're giving away on our, if you go to My Fix It Up Life and click on free stuff, you can enter to win.
You can enter to win, and people are entering and clicking all over that thing.
What's your question?
who knows more about table saws than him? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe you do, because you are an expert.
So we're going to have to find out more about tables, table saws, and all things tools right after the break. Coming up next on My Fix It Up Life. Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life with my Fix It Up husband and Fix It Up Finds.
Fix It Up Finds, great part of the show.
Where we sleuth around the universe and bring you the coolest stuff out there in home improvement.
Yeah, we sleuth around the universe in the space shuttle.
And I want to talk about my Fix It Up Find before you get started, dear.
Nah, go ahead. I'm long-winded. I'll just make up for it on the back end.
Mine's a very festive idea for parties for Halloween. And it's an innovation. It's an innovative way of thinking about how to use a pumpkin and beer together. Now, think about it.
Now you've got my interest.
All right. You use a pumpkin as a drink cooler. Now, I saw this on BeDifferentActNormal.com.
Oh, yeah.
So they sliced off half of the pumpkin, gutted it out, threw some ice in there, threw some bottles of beer, or you can use, non-alcoholic, too.
Not sure why you would.
Children.
Whatever. Okay.
And then you use it as a drink cooler. I think it's an awesome, fun idea.
That is an awesome, fun, simple idea.
And it's also a good way of reusing your jack-o'-lanterns that you're going to use for Halloween next week when the Halloween's done, and you got that jack-o'-lantern sitting there. What am I going to do with it? Just lop it off and cool down your beverages.
Well, ice is going to leak out the jaw hole.
Well, it depends on where you put the jaw hole.
Well, you got to plan for that.
I guess you have to plan for that in advance.
Cut the mouth high or give them no mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or put a plastic bag of ice inside.
Okay.
Recycle your shopping bag.
Well, you know, I have another fix-it-up find, Mark.
Of course. I don't have any, which is awesome.
My fix-it-up find is someone on the line.
Oh, someone's here? Who's here? Breaker.
Hi, you're in Superman. My Fix It Up Life. Is this Jason?
This is Superman, according to Mark.
Oh, yeah. See, my thing about that is that I can't picture you in that kind of outfit, and I have to if he says that someone is super. I don't know what my problem is. I think it's that I'm a girl and I have spaghetti brain.
Well, it's truly a unique look I do carry sometimes, but only when there's danger around.
Oh, danger. I like that.
Jason is one of the top flight guys in the industry.
Yes, and he, you know, we just saw him at an event in New York City where they honored a tool that he represents that we're giving away.
Yes, and I think Jason was, and this is a question to you, were pretty instrumental in the development of that tool. Am I right?
Oh, yes, the Glide miter saw, the new Axial Glide miter saw, and that was the Popular Mechanics Breakthrough Awards in New York City there. And, yes, I, as product manager, work with a team of engineers and everybody at Bosch, and it's a big group to design and develop new tools and things. It's a pretty awesome job.
That's pretty exciting.
Wow. Well, my main question for you is, there were lots of people there, like the guy who decoded the human genome and people who invented an airplane. But what was it like hanging out with us?
Well, I do find that
Don't answer that.
Socially, I get raised up a level, Mark. I turn the corner and you're standing there at pretty much every corner I turn when it comes to hanging out in the industry. So it was a great time. It was a really great event. Amazing company to be a part of. Like you said, the human genome, and when you kind of look at miter cells and decoding the human genome, you got to look at the different perspectives of what's important in life. But
well, kind of levels everybody off, doesn't it?
I can see why you guys won this award too, because it is such a neat innovation on a miter saw that it's been something that's frustrated a lot of people in the past, is not having the room, the clearance to be able to use their saws. And like, so you raised the bar this high, so what are you going to do next at Bosch?
Well, we're still working through what we've got right now, but there's always things being worked on. That's the nice part when you're a worldwide company and you're really paying attention to everything that's going on throughout the world. We're constantly looking at things. But, you know, right now with the saw here, we've just launched it. It's just hitting the market this month. It really is a unique design and a unique approach to miter saw that's really never been there before. I mean, we've had rail saws for nearly 20 years now, and they're good tools. They're not bad tools, but there's just some inherent issues with those out there. And you guys started mentioning some of them with the compact footprint and things. You've got these rails sticking out the back, so try and work up against a wall, especially if you have a shop at home or you set up in a garage or you're a professional working in a hallway or something like that. You upset your tapers, your wife, or the plumbers, electricians as you're beating on their walls and everything throughout the process. So,
well, having lived the small shop professional routine, 6 inches or whatever the clearance is on a rail slider saw in a shop, say it's a one-car garage, that matters because it's the whole side of that room.
Exactly right. And it's actually up to 12 inches, up to a foot of space. So you got to think about it not just behind the tool, but most people that set up a miter saw in a shop area especially, you have a material support or something coming off the lead, off the left side or the right side, table set up so you can slide your material on there nicely. It sits nice and level. Well, now that space is not only saved behind the tool, but it's also saved to the left and to the right. So you got a 5-foot shop, a 10-foot shop, a 12-foot shop. Just do the math. That's a whole foot of space all the way down that wall. A lot more room for a lot more tools, obviously, on there, too.
That works.
That is so exciting.
That works. Now, in a nutshell, Jason, how long does it take to go from, hey, I have an idea, or on this particular tool, hey, I have an idea, let's put it on hinges, to oversimplify.
Yeah.
How long does it take to go from idea to a working prototype, say?
It can be a month. I mean, we had prototypes pretty quickly.
Wow.
Taking ideas, and, that's one of the fun parts, I guess, of being an engineer is, we come to them. One of the parts I do for my job is I go out and I talk to users and I say, hey, what do you like? What don't you like? What can we do better? What problems are you having? And sometimes just watching. We just sit and watch folks use the tools, and we find that maybe it's something they didn't even notice sometimes.
Yeah.
And one of the areas we heard a lot about was the footprint and everything. So we go back to our engineers and say, hey, we want to do this. Let's see how it looks. And next thing you know, there's abrasive cutoff saws coming out. There's welders coming out. There's all kinds of stuff as they're hacking and putting things together and saying, okay, here you go. And ta-da, we have a prototype. So
now that must be a fun place to be where they're putting all these ideas together.
Oh, it's definitely. I mean, it's called like the brainstorm room of things. It's a room full of energy, and it's almost like hanging out with a bunch of kids who get really excited about going to the park or something. All of a sudden, you just see all this energy going, and as these ideas start coming to life, and we start seeing them on paper and everything. In fact, we did a video for the saw, and if you look at the opening part of the video, there's actually some CAD drawings and things. And those are actually designed off the same drawings that we did for the tool itself.
Wow.
So it's kind of neat seeing that evolution in engineering and things come to life, because really it is quite a marvel when you look at how that feels when you pull it front to back. It's the smoothest saw ever been on the market as well. And that structure, how everything is balanced and works together, and the tolerances all stack up just right.
Jason, we love it. We love it. We've got to go. We're hitting a break, and we will see you next on My Fix It Up Life.
Popular Mechanics provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out popularmechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at popularmechanics.com.
Like free stuff?
We do, too.
That's why we're giving away cool gear every week on the My Fix It Up Life Home Improvement Radio Show.
Check out MyFixItUpLife.com to enter to win, find how-to advice, or listen to My Fix It Up Life shows on iTunes.
Every week on the My Fix It Up Life Radio Show, we answer your questions and take you on an insider tour with the hottest celebrities and experts in home improvement.
Ask us your questions at 888-710-5557.
Or online at MyFixItUpLife.com, Facebook, and Twitter.
My Fix It Up Life is what's best in home improvement entertainment. My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Roofers World is helping make your next roof repair or home renovation project easier, faster, and safer. Roofers World is your source for durable tear-off tools, powerful leak repair tape, secure roof staging systems, and much more. Visit www.roofersworld.com to get helpful renovation tips and roofing safety advice from our blog. Buy products online through the New East Store or locate a distributor in your area.
Inside My Fix It Up Life, and we are all about innovation today. We were just talking about the new cool Bosch miter saw.
Yeah, the slide axial dual compound. They need a shorter name.
And now we're going to be talking about a little bit, you know, more crafty things. Trying to get, you know, our whole entire creative brain all in the mix today. And one thing that I did recently that Mark was excited about is I like to make cool birthday cakes for the kids. So I spend time thinking about what I'm going to make for them each year. And then I, you know, like, kind of not like the cake boss or anything
that. This is a great preamble. And if we had 6 hours, we could tell the whole story.
Go ahead, Mark.
So the punchline.
Get to the punchline.
Is that Teresa graciously and greatly made a Thomas the Tank Engine cake for Jack's second birthday. Jack being a giant fan of Thomas, the tank engine. And what she found as she went through it, having never, she's done the cake idea before, but not that particular one. Lots of different shapes, lots of different angles, lots of different stuff involved.
But I carve the cake to make the actual shape of the object.
She makes it like a regular cake. We're not going to explain how to make cakes today. Okay, so just, I can already see you doing it and behind your head. You're like, and then this is what I did, and then that's what I did. Why are we late to the break?
I wrote a blog about it on my fixituplife.com. Anyone's interested in knowing the backstory. But go ahead, dear.
But besides being wowed by the cake, I found a DIY takeaway from it, and a pro takeaway from it, too.
Really? What's that?
Which is sometimes, and I do this, sometimes you actually have to make one to see, like, say, a stair stringer. You have to cut it. You have to figure out and cut it to see the mistakes you don't know you're making.
Yes.
And that's what you did with the cake.
Yes.
Because you ran into some challenges that you didn't know existed and couldn't know unless you did it.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's one of the DIY takeaways. If you're freaking out, upset that you can't get the stair stringer right or the gate door, whatever it is, sometimes you have to make one with the total purpose of trying to get it right but expecting to get it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's my DIY takeaway.
I think that's a good DIY takeaway. And what I ended up doing was making something different because I ran out of time. I made Sesame Street cupcakes instead.
Yeah, and that's what I do at customers' houses. I didn't get the deck right. Here's a kitchen.
That would be awesome. You should totally call Mark. I recommend to everybody listening to call Mark for our deck just so you get the kitchen. I would totally do that.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, the lumber didn't come. Here's a new roof on your shed.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't have time to build whatever it is. Here's a whole new house.
Yeah, here's a flower garden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay.
Well, we have a guest on the line that I'm very excited to talk to, Mark.
Yes, I know you are.
I am. I'm thrilled, actually.
Yeah. This is going to be cool.
Now, it's Kathy, and she is from DIY Network's Witchcraft, and she's going to be doing some witchcraft on you, I hope.
Should I be scared now, Kathy?
Be scared. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, thanks. I'm just so happy to be here talking with you guys.
Well, I'm very excited because I have been looking all over all of your stuff on the internet, and you know, I am just sad that I hadn't discovered your Creative Juice show before, because the tagline you have for that, make it, bake it, cocktail, shake it, is just phenomenal.
Yeah, we get lots of comments on that. Creative Juice has been so much fun. We've done 104 episodes, and it's basically that. Lots of crafts, lots of cooking, and lots of party ideas.
Very
wow.
Cool.
I'm having a Cosmo right now.
I don't think so.
What part of the country are we reaching you in today, Kathy? Are you reaching us?
I am in Los Angeles.
All right. So you're up early.
Yeah, well, I get up pretty early, so this isn't too bad for me.
Well, I'm very excited because Halloween is just around the corner, and I'm looking for some, you know, quick ideas that can get our house decorated and, you know, looking spectacular and making every one of our neighbors jealous when they come to our door.
Well, lots of great ideas for you, you know, especially since I live out in Los Angeles, and so I grew up in the Midwest where you had your fall leaves, and it really felt like fall, and we don't have that out here, so I find over the years that I've lived here, it's like I go even a little further and a little further trying to decorate for fall holidays because we don't get the actual seasonal look of it. So
are you actually importing leaves from the Midwest?
I wish.
Have a backpack blower, blow them around your yard.
Oh, that's so funny.
If I could have my folks send me a box of them, that would be great. If they're listening, maybe they will.
Well, it's funny because when we were walking down the street here to go to the station today, this is the first weekend where enough leaves have fallen here where we are in metropolitan Philadelphia where you can actually smell them. You know, it's that first, and it's a crackling day outside.
Yeah, the crunch.
Yeah, so if you want to just hop on a plane, you can hang out with us.
Oh, yeah, totally hang out with us. And then you can help me decorate the house for Halloween next week.
See
that would
how
be awesome.
I roll?
I love that. And then we can make it, bake it, cocktail, shake it.
Exactly.
We could totally do that. That would be awesome. Well, I saw on your website that you posted, I think it was Frankenstein milk jug pinata, and that was totally awesome.
My idea. She stole it from me.
She did.
That project, you know, it's so funny. That's one of those projects that parents love, and it's a great one that kids can all make. And we did a Frankenstein. Basically, it's a milk jug. You clean it out, and you cut a hole in it, and you're just going to put a light coat of tape over it because it's a pinata, you know, you want them to be able to break it open.
Mm-hmm.
And then with tissue paper and Mod Podge, you can turn it into a ghost, you could turn it into a witch. We did Frankenstein and glued other recyclable, you know, materials on there and things. And kids go crazy for it. They can make it a couple Saturdays in a row, you know, they don't have to sit down for a long time. They can continually work on it and then on Halloween, you know, bust it open and have candy and toys and stuff.
What a great fun project to do. I might want to try to take some time this weekend to make that project, Mark.
Yeah, I'll take care of the kids.
Well, and your hot glue helpers.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
The hot glue gun helpers was sort of a brainchild that just developed actually when I was working on Halloween projects and I burned, this was a couple years ago. It takes a very long time to get a product to the market for, you know, so a couple years ago, I was working on Halloween, and I had a horrible burn.
Mm.
And I thought, this is silly. There's got to be something we can do about it. So I kind of developed this idea, and then I partnered with Plaid Enterprises. They do folk art paint and Mod Podge and all kinds of products, and brought the idea to them, and they got it immediately, like tools so that you don't burn yourself with hot glue. So now they're coming out in January, and it's everything from a mat to tweezers to the main part of the line that everyone goes gaga for is the finger caps.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're little caps that you can wear on your fingers, so now you can press your finger directly into hot glue. So
I
when you're
love that.
Like,
that's That makes a ton of sense.
I do love that. You know, a couple weekends ago, I made this wreath out of candy corn, and I glued all the little candy corns on it, and Mark sat there and wondered how I could have the patience to do a project like that.
Kathy, I won't lie to you. I was getting an ulcer and a heart attack at the same time.
He likes bigger projects.
Yeah.
I just have to say. But you know, that and I've done a lot of hot glue gun projects in the past, and that just makes sense because you want to get your fingers on there, and then you can't quite get it to manipulate what you're working on. So that's a really cool thing.
Because it's like dipping your fingertip into a vat of acid, basically.
Sort of. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
When I had my burns, I mean, it took about a month for them to go away. And I joke because my hands are on camera a lot. And so it was like, I was trying to like turn my hand so people didn't see my horrible blisters. So for like a month, I did the most awkward looking hand crafting.
Oh, that is hilarious.
How could you operate with
it was hard
fingers?
Because like, you know, when you're on, you know, super close up with your fingers, you don't want people to be grossed out looking at your blisters. So now I have my hot glue gun helpers, and I have all the you know, beginning prototypes and everything. So I actually have them to work with, and I feel bad. Everyone writes, when do I get them? But not till January.
And so can you go to your website, thekathyfillion.com, to check that out and find out when they're actually going to be out and where you can buy them too?
Oh, yes. I keep getting emails, and I keep saying, believe me, I will be screaming it at the top of a mountain as soon as they're available.
I love your energy, Kathy. You're just hot.
Well, I have a question, too. Yeah. I read somewhere, and is this true, that you're one of the faces for Dove, the Dove Beauty campaign that's going on?
Yep, I did it with conjunction with Oprah, and it was my segment. I actually stepped out in the fashion background, so the segment that I did was all about shopping for everyone, for everyone's sizes, whether you're big, little, you know, everyone has challenges. So mine kind of was all about the fashion end of it, but yeah, it was pretty exciting. It was pretty thrilling.
Wow, too bad Teresa's not interested in any of that stuff.
Well, the fashion part of it too.
I'll leave now, Kathy.
You,
nice talking with you.
You did costumes for big budget movies too.
Yep, that's where I started. Well, I originally started in the fashion industry, and then I did for 10 years. I did costumes. So yeah, I dressed all sorts of leading ladies and gents. And
really, like who? Like who? Tell me.
Oh gosh, this is always the game. I say, you tell me, and I'll tell them. let's see, my last big movie that I did was called Vanilla Sky.
Uh-huh.
So that was Tom Cruise and Penelope Cruz and Cameron Diaz.
That's very exciting. I think there are probably a lot of people out there that would want to dress them as well.
They were fun. You know, that was a great movie. But some of the independent sort of smaller ones are really fun because you get to be a little bit more creative. I did a lot of Anderson films. He did Bottle Rocket and Rushmore and all those.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got such a quirky sense, so you were really able to, like, be super creative when you were working with him.
Well, I'm a little bit jealous of your creativity because it seems like you are in every single facet of everything, from fashion to, like, making cool crafts with your kids out of milk jugs.
Yeah.
I mean,
and you're obviously super nice, which makes it regrettable that we have to take a break.
We do. And, you know, check out Kathy at kathyfillion.com and she has her show Witchcraft that's airing right now on DIY Network and also Creative Juice as well.
So we'll see you after the break with more My Fix It Up Life.
Roofers World is helping make your next roof repair or home renovation project easier, faster, and safer. Roofers World is your source for durable tear-off tools, powerful leak repair tape, secure roof staging systems, and much more. Visit www.roofersworld.com to get helpful renovation tips and roofing safety advice from our blog. Buy products online through the New eStore or locate a distributor in your area.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
The Carpenter's Notebook,
a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for his six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Marth Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lessons. Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide. And you're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
With really mellow music, man, just like totally getting mellow.
You say that every week.
Forget about it. No, I've got a whole thing planned now because we're in my area.
Well, we're talking innovation today, innovative tools, innovative ideas, creativity. We're getting all those creative juices flowing.
We are getting the creative juices flowing. But one question about actually executing the creative project, whether it's arts and crafts project like Kathy was talking about, or building a retaining wall or hanging crown molding, a lot of people ask us, how do you even go about buying tools?
Yes, that is a very important question, because I know if you go to a home center and you go into the tool area to like figure out what you want to get, it can be a little daunting.
It can be.
You don't know. Should I buy based on color, brand, price? Should I always go for the middle price tool because you know that it's better than the entry tool, but you know you're not paying as much as the pro tool?
Yeah, it's hard. There's so many choices, and then there are brands that have sort of shifted what they've done, where they came from and what they do now and those kinds of things. So if your father had a whatever, and then you say, "Oh yeah, this is great. My dad had one of these," and it ends up not being enough tool, you can kind of get sidelined a little bit.
Well, I always go to my tool resource, which is you.
Which is me.
Yes, and you always know. So how do you buy tools, Mark?
Well, basically, I have two categories. If you're someone who's using a tool, I don't know, once a quarter, you know, you're fastening down a deck board or you're limbing trees in your yard or something, buy a value-priced tool. There's no need to go crazy. You don't need to have the super high end.
You mean value priced as being the lower priced tool?
The lower priced tool,
yes.
Exactly. Save your money for.
I like that you said value priced. It's like you work at the tool company.
Well, it's what they are, you know.
I know.
They do the job. I'm not going to throw them under the bus. Yeah, buy a piece of junk. I mean, come on.
Well, yeah. If you are only going to use something a few times, it's like with clothes. You know, you go to like H&M if you're going to buy something that's trendy that you're only going to use for a season. The same thing with tools.
Right. But
that's how you think about it, too, don't you?
But for lots of Fix It Up fans out there,
mm-hmm.
and we see this on our Facebook page all the time, people are doing slamming projects.
Yes, very high-level DIY and constantly, too, big renovation projects, fixing up old houses like us.
Like us.
Or, you know, pros, too.
And pros, too, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you really need to depend on your tools. And just because you're, whatever, an accountant or a dentist or a high school teacher during the week doesn't mean you don't need as much from those tools as you can possibly get. Or a lot of people are just getting in the game. We had someone win a tool from us who was hanging crown molding, new baby on the way, new house, young guy, just getting in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And what I always recommend to people is two things. Don't buy the tool for this project. Buy it for the next project you think you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can get a $2 miter saw, for example, or you can get the Bosch Axial Glide.
What
I mean? Because as you move down the road and your skills improve, you only want to buy the tool once.
Well, and if you're doing a big project, too, there are places where you can rent tools to try them out. And if you find that you keep going back to rent the same tool, then it might be smart to invest in your own tool.
Which is a mistake I made as a contractor. I should have bought a flooring nailer like 15 years ago.
I love ours.
Oh.
Well, ours is actually a flooring stapler, though.
A flooring stapler.
But I love it.
Oh, yeah. I rented that thing a million times thinking I'm never going to do another floor except the next one.
And the amount of people that borrow it from us, too.
Yeah, and then I started in the gut rehabs, and I was doing floors all the time. So anyway, that, and then as far as budget goes, I don't want to be cavalier with anybody's money because these tools cost a lot of cash. You know, when you're talking about the big stuff, framing guns, table saws.
Miter saw.
Miter saws. It's not $20. I mean, it's a week's pay for a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
whatever. But I always, always encourage buy as much tool as you can reasonably afford. That way, when you grow, the tool is there waiting for you.
And now, I don't know this from experience at all, but will places let you try the tool out?
No.
See, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, but what you will be able to do is if you're at a home center, and maybe our upcoming guest, Doug Mahoney, can
mm-hmm.
speak to this better than I can. I've never seen a place where you can try them out except trade shows.
So you're saying that Doug knows more than you do about tools?
He might, and I'll hate him for that later.
Because he's a tool snob.
Huh. Actually, are we on time? Is he here?
Yeah, I think he is. Doug, are you on the line?
I am here, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. Welcome to my Fix It Up Life. How is your Fix It Up Life going?
It's going all right. About ready to gut a room in the house, but other than that, it's going fine.
Now, is your wife and child in that room?
My child is.
Oh, awesome.
So,
and
so he needs to be relocated. He needs to be airlifted out into another room.
your son, right? He's about our son's age.
He's almost two. Day
yeah.
after Christmas.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, right on.
They can go head to head, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
My dad knows more about tools than your dad knows about tools.
Right.
Yeah. How's Liam's lead levels in his blood?
Yeah, we haven't really, we don't even want to go near that one with a 100-year-old farmhouse.
Well, you know, I made this commitment last year that I get Jack's lead levels checked at his annual exam every year, just to be sure, just to be safe. And thinking that, too, that, you know, if he's fine, the rest of us are probably fine.
There you go.
He's licking everything and putting everything in his mouth. So
yeah.
Those new regulations are really kind of mixing up the tool world too.
Yeah. What have you seen so far relative to that? It's a good point.
Well, there's been a lot of I've seen a lot of like grinder shrouds, mostly tools that sort of have these enhanced dust protection
right.
units attached to them. Ket just released this little saw. It's kind of looks like it sits on the end of a drill. And
wait,
that
wait,
has
wait,
this,
wait,
this
wait,
little
wait.
Shroud.
A grinder shroud?
Yeah.
Grinder shroud.
Yeah.
Is it like a cape that you put around
it's
it to gather?
Not the grinder shroud of tourists.
<Yeah.
laughs> It's like a
to catch all
Doug,
the dust.
Help me here. It's like a cap.
It's like a cap with a little cover.
Okay, because I was thinking
cover.
Of. A little shroud. Of,
yeah,
anyway.
You see what I live
right.
with, right?
A little crocheted shroud.
Are you glad you don't work with your wife?
No.
Anyway.
We're talking with Doug Mahoney, who is the tool snob.
He is the tool snob.
And easily the best tool writer.
I would say the second best because I kind of fancy you a little more, darling.
Thank God. Here's $20.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. And coming from you, Mark, isn't that much tool writing and tool general tool knowledge. I appreciate that.
Well, and you have an article that just came out in Popular Mechanics magazine, right? About
I do. It's actually just online. It's about grinders.
Oh,
it's
online.
I tested out four new grinders because grinders are just sort of this general basic all-purpose tool, and it's about as basic as a tool gets. It's just sort of a barrel grip and a spinning arbor and a wheel guard. And it's been that way for quite a while. And now tool companies are sort of getting into them and starting to like look at ways they can ergonomically make them better.
Yeah.
So the article just kind of looked at four different new models that are on the market now and sort of how they generally operate.
Now, today our whole theme for our show is innovation and thinking about tools that you have to have that people don't think about, you know.
And for me, one of those is an angle grinder.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And let me just steal your thunder here, little Doug. In the angle grinder category, most people think it's going to like you've got to be tuck pointing a hospital to need to own
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
But you can use an angle grinder to cope, can't you?
You can. Mm-hmm. You can, and they're pretty good at that. And you can, they're sort of like reciprocating saws in that they're sort of known as these kind of rough, ragged, heavy-duty tools. But if you can kind of have a nice finessey touch to them, you can do a lot more with them.
It's true. And what is – I haven't done it, to be honest with you. I haven't done it. I've heard about it. It's like a West Coast thing, as far as I know, for coping. Mm-hmm. What kind of wheel do you put on the grinder to use it as a coper?
Just the sanding pad. You can buy these separate little sanding backing pads and then these round sanding discs that you can just put on. It's just like a turbo orbital sander, really.
That's cool.
We've sanded a lot. We've done a lot of paint removal with those.
Mm-hmm.
With the shroud. We have to get the shroud.
We don't have any shrouds.
Yeah.
We don't have the tool shroud of Turin.
So what do you think about the oscillating tools?
I love the oscillating tool. I'm a huge, huge fan of the oscillating tool. And it's actually pretty interesting what's happened with them is that a company called Fine had the patent for about 25 years. And then to their credit, what they did is that they just maintained this very high-end tool. So there's really only one oscillating tool available for a really long time, and it was pretty price prohibitive for the average user. It's like a $400 tool. So then I think about 2 years ago, the patent wore out, and then all these other tool companies kind of rushed into the vacuum and have kind of filled in these sort of lower-value tools, as Mark would put it. And sort of low and mid-range tools. So now it's kind of opened up to the do-it-yourself crowd.
Oh, and like the Rockwell Sonicrafter, Dremel has one. Everybody has
one
now.
It seems like it. It
yeah,
really
Craftsman. Craftsman has one. And then there's a couple, you know, the Harbor Freight crowd has a couple.
Oh, the Harbor Freight crowd, the $2 power tool.
They're like $15.
How are they making a dime?
I don't know.
I have a question for you because you are the tool snob. Do you use power tools to do your jack-o'-lanterns?
I do not.
Have you ever tried that before?
What's that?
Have you ever tried it before?
I haven't tried that before.
Thank God. You can still be in the macho club.
Because for years I've been trying, like, Mark, we really should, and he won't do it. I think he's also a tool snob as well because he just won't do it.
Right.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be labeled as a snob?
Are you asking me that? Well, you know,
no, not really. Actually, I don't care.
It's actually sort of funny because the purpose of the site is actually snob is actually probably the worst name for it because like what is sort of like along what you were saying before, like my goal with a review is to get the right tool in the hands of the right person. You know, somebody who's just using it, like you said, once a quarter. They don't need the $400 Bosch version of something. You know, they can do fine with, like, the Black & Decker or the Ryobi or the Craftsman. So it's really not that snobby at all. It's just a catchy name, really.
It is toolsnob.com. It's his site.
I also want to know, when did your fingernail fall off?
It's still on. It's still on. It's the verdict. I can't tell what's going to happen. It's still even a mystery to me what's going to happen here.
See, that's why the tool snob is honest.
The tool snob is honest.
You can tell anybody what happened. You take a picture of anybody's finger with a missing fingernail.
That's true. Can we see his fingerprints in the photo of his hand?
Oh, that's my hand. All right.
All right.
Well, we would ask you what you did to get your finger slammed in a door, but we're coming up on a break right now. So, Doug, thank you.
Good luck with your tearing your room apart, too, and get that Liam out of there before you get started.
Visit toolsnob.com, and don't stop visiting with us. We'll see you on the other side of this break on My Fix It Up Life.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance.
Like free stuff?
We do, too.
That's why we're giving away cool gear every week on the My Fix It Up Life Home Improvement Radio Show.
Check out MyFixItUpLife.com to enter to win, find how-to advice, or listen to My Fix It Up Life shows on iTunes.
Every week on the My Fix It Up Life Radio Show, we answer your questions and take you on an insider tour with the hottest celebrities and experts in home improvement.
Ask us your questions at 888-710-5557.
Or online at MyFixItUpLife.com, Facebook, and Twitter.
My Fix It Up Life is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
What a perfect day to play left, right.
And it is a perfect day here at My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
And my wife Teresa, in a crackling fall day.
It is gorgeous outside. I'm a little jealous of the kids because they're having fun with our favorite babysitter, Tara.
Yeah, they're skulking around college. They might be at a kegger right now.
I don't think that she's only 18, and, Lexi's 9.
Not saying they're doing anything wrong, but
Jack
that's where I would have gone.
Maybe a kegger of cider, of old apple cider, real wholesome time. But, you know, we're talking innovation today, and we got a question about a project, and the answer is some innovative products.
Yes.
How's that for a lead-in?
It's good.
Can you follow me?
You've got the question and the answer. Am I even on this show anymore?
I'm driving down the street. I'm just, like, waving
Doug,
at you.
Doug, are you still on the line?
No, he's not. He won't save you now, baby. So I want to read the question.
Okay, and I'll figure out what the answer is.
Okay. You'll have 20 seconds on the clock. So help is how this email started. Help, I have never tiled in my life, and I have two big projects to do in my home. One project is to install tile in between my kitchen cabinet. They actually use stick-up floor tile.
Sweet.
Isn't that awesome?
Love that stuff.
Between the kitchen cabinet.
Between the kitchen cabinet.
Think about that.
So backsplash, I can guess.
Yeah.
Right?
The second project is a bathroom. The only bathroom in this house is in a dormer on the second floor. They put the tub on the short wall at an angle, so the only thing she can do is to guts the bathroom, which is too much to do right now, or to tile that area, as they have some sort of cheap wall that looks like tile but isn't. This project is scary to me, as I will have to tile around the tub and above the tub. I don't have the necessary tools to do either, so any suggestions you have would be appreciated. Thanks for reading this, and I'm always up to learning new things, and I just don't know where to begin, said Carol.
Wow, Carol, man, there is a lot going on here. She at one project is one that it sounds like she can do, and I think there's a mix of products that she can use to make her life easier. And that's the one that sounds like between the cabinets. That sounds like a backsplash.
Yeah.
To me, I'm going to assume that's a backsplash.
They use floor tile, stick-up tile.
Peeling sticks. I'm sure they used like 12x12 vinyl Naga hide.
Now, I just have to say, if you're going to the effort of trying to dress up your house and it's for sale and you're going to that kind of effort, it's really not worth it because
the person's
just going to rip it out when they get in there. I mean, it might look all right in the photos for like on the website for the realtor site, but like once somebody does a walkthrough, they're like, yeah, not so much.
Yeah, dump.
Do you remember that one we saw, that house where they had a laundry room?
Yeah, they did peel-and-stick floor tiles on a room that was sinking.
It was literally, like, at a 20-degree angle down into the ground. Like, you'd walk out, and you just, like, it's just a big old slanty pile of peel-and-stick things that were coming up. And
yeah,
like,
brand new, though.
They were new, peel-and-stick, but why bother?
Well, what I would recommend for Carol is two things. One, I think she could probably tackle the backsplash, depending on the tile that she'd need. And by the way, we're doing a backsplash, and we're going to use these same products that I'm going to suggest to her. Tear all those tiles off. Let me think about this for a second. Don't tear the tiles off, because if you use Bondera tile mat set, it will stick to those tiles as long as they're clean and as long as they're stuck to the drywall. That would actually save a step.
Well, they have to be clean, and you don't want the floor tiles to be peeling off. So if they're like precarious, like they're falling off anyway,
then they all have to come off.
Take them all off. Just start anew. It's so much easier.
So if you have to take them off, then you're going to have to probably replace that drywall, reinstall it, reskim it, tape it, all that stuff, then prime it, and then forget about mortar, because this is what we learned at the remodeling show, is that Bondera tile mat set, which basically...
It's like a double stick tape for a tile. You just put that on the wall, on a clean, dry wall, and then you can stick the tile right to it, and then you grout, and you're done.
And then
you don't have to worry about, like, making sure it's all level and, like, bumps and lumps and stuff. It's level. It's just... And it's waterproof, too.
And it's waterproof, so you can use it in a shower, which is where your second project is, in a bathroom that's got a it sounds like this house is a cape. It's got a peaked ceiling in the bathroom. This is one I'm going to recommend, as our friends at AOL's DIY Life say, DI don't.
Oh, the DI don't.
The DI don't. If... For, it sounds like you can...
Oh, don't it yourself, I think they say.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think it's don't it yourself.
Whatever it is, you're, from what I can gather from this, we can gather from this email, is if you do that project, you're in over your head.
Yeah, that might be a little bit more difficult to do. And a tile that you should check into, which I found fell in love with, is a Stratastones. I think it's stratastones.net, and that's what we're using on our backsplash. And I totally looked through all different kinds of tiles. I mean, I went to Dell Tile and looked all that stuff. And they're gorgeous stuff there, like the linens and everything. But Stratastones, it's like awesome, you know, like river rock looking.
It's river rocks.
That's what it looks like, yeah.
One really great niche for it, or niche, is a shower floor.
Mm-hmm.
So you can mix and match it with other tiles.
Oh, a shower floor would be awesome, because then you'd feel
You're feeling it.
Yeah. I like that.
And some of them are round. Like what we have is, it's a rounded stone for our backsplash. But if you're using it for a floor and you weren't grooving on that mojo, they have rocks that are literally sectioned.
I'm sorry, grooving on that mojo?
Some people can't keep
up
with...
Have you been watching, like, Austin Powers lately or something? Like,
I'm modern, man. I know.
You are?
I know all about modern language. I hang out in L.A. with Kathy Fithian.
You do? Fillion, yeah.
Maybe,
you totally hang out with her?
Maybe I do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I don't. I'm just cool, man.
You're just cool.
I'm just cool. I'm young, too.
Well,
really,
Carol,
young.
Carol, I hope this helped you out a little bit. And let us know how your projects go. And send us an email or post on Facebook, too. And, you know, we're giving away what we were talking about at the beginning of the show on My Fix It Up Life. The new Bosch 12-inch dual bevel axial glide miter saw, and you can enter to win on our website. If you want to check out that tool also, you got to check out the photos of it, because thinking about it in your brain, how the whole, you know, backside of it works.
Yeah, you got
to. It's so new. You have to go to BoschTools.com.
To see it.
To see it, to understand. I think they have video, too, Jason was saying.
Jason did say that, yeah.
So that would be cool as well.
Check out BoschTools.com to get your head around the way that Bosch is has reinvented the miter saw to a degree.
Well, and people are going crazy entering to win this tool on our website, but the crazier thing
flicking
that
like machine gun
is
fire.
Making me a little bit like, I don't know. There's like, it's very competitive, because you can thumbs up and thumbs down. And so people doing both thumbsing up and thumbsing down people's entries, and it's like crazy.
We like it.
Yeah.
So keep entering, because the reasons for winning are great.
Oh, they're fantastic.
The saw is great.
It is.
And we're going to try to get one in the My Fix It Up Life workshop for a hands-on review.
I think we'll have to call Jason back.
Yeah, eat your heart out, Mahoney. They won't send you one.
But on next week's show, we're giving away a case of heavy foam carpet shampoo from Blue Magic. So you can go to myfixitupliife.com and click on free stuff. Send us an email at info@myfixitupliife.com to enter to win, or post a message on our Facebook page, and we will pick the winner next week for that cool prize.
Yes, we will. And that's another one that we did some videos for, where if I didn't see it working in front of me, I just wouldn't believe it.
Blue Magic really is magic.
It's not really magic.
It
Bondera is magic.
Well, Bondera is magic. That's true. But, you know, cleaning is something, a chore that no one likes to do. And anything that can take a little of the elbow grease away from the cleaning part,
and
I'm
you can
a big
do it.
Fan.
I mean, Blue Magic is automotive, but you can use the Blue Magic carpet shampoo inside on upholstery carpets. You know, it doesn't have to just be your car carpet or your truck carpet.
Oh, it can be mine. So, like, you know, later on the honey-do list, can make that a part of your...
Okay. Honey-do list one, install carpet. Honey-do list two, stain it with something easy. Three, clean it. I mean,
I bet the
seriously,
kids...
I don't have enough to do. I'm not even done the roof.
I bet the kids would enjoy helping you stain stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right, you guys, inside to play ball with your muddy boots on.
We do have just a couple minutes left, and I wanted to share something with you. Two quick, cute ideas for Halloween. If you don't have your Halloween costume yet and your kids are, you know, like bothering you about, what am I going to be for Halloween? Two quick ideas. Recycle bin. This is from Kathy Fillion, too. You add empty juice bottles and stuff sticking out of the box, and you put your kid inside a box, the recycle bin. It's eco-friendly.
Yeah, it's eco-friendly.
And then you recycle
it. Demoralizing, but eco-friendly.
And then dirty clothes, too. You can actually,
a laundry
you take a laundry basket, cut out the bottom to put your kid inside of it, add straps with rope and with shoulder supports, and then you fill it up with laundry, and then you can do a hat out of an old detergent bottle to match.
Well, right on.
Isn't that cool? And then there's the old standby bag of jelly beans, too, where you get a clear yard bag, and then you put balloons inside of it, and you gather it up.
There you go.
I've seen that a bunch of times,
well,
but that's a cute little quick
the way
quickie one.
I'm thinking of Halloween is I'm timing it with laundry day. Get Lexi and Jack out there.
I don't think even
and
if
they
I
can fold my clothes as they trick or treat.
Really?
What's wrong with that?
Well, you were Tyvek Man a few years ago.
Oh, the remodeling show guys love Tyvek Man. Mm-hmm. Every show they ask if he's going to make a reappearance.
I hope he never makes a reappearance.
I wrapped Tyvek around myself like a 10 foot long piece of it. On a Halloween show we did in Seattle a couple of years ago, and I just ran like lightning all over town.
Well, you know, one thing that architects tend to do for these kinds of dress-up things is make models of buildings they like and wear them as hats.
You're kidding me.
Totally. Every architect listening knows what I'm talking about.
That is great.
But don't forget to go to myfixituplife.com and check out free stuff that's up for grabs. We have cool, cool stuff that you are just going to die to love.
Check us out on Facebook. Email us at info@myfixituplife.com. Follow us on Twitter and come back and see us next week.
On My Fix It Up Life.
Popular Mechanics provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out popularmechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at popularmechanics.com.
The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Marth Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lessons. Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.